Lord, what do you want to say about expressing gratitude? I'm grateful. Isn't that true? I created you to be grateful. And what does a grateful person say? They're obviously grateful for. So tonight, I'm going to magnify my goodness and my greatness to you. Let's start there, shall we? How good have I been to you this week? Ask me to reveal to you my goodness of the things I've done in the last 7 days. Just ask me right now, and then just express your gratitude out loud to me of my goodness that I gave specifically to you right now. Ask me what else, and I'll show you more of my goodness and my greatness. You already have something to be grateful for tonight, so come and express that to me. I'm going to ask you to continue to do this tonight, but I want you to know what happens when you are grateful. It gives you hope, doesn't it? When you're aware of what you already have in your life and you express gratitude to me, it releases increase of what you're grateful for. Tell me, what is it that you want increase that you already have in your life? What else? Now express your gratitude for what you already have that you want to increase and expand in your life. I'm listening. So as you express your gratitude right now, increase has been released. You can expect increase right now. Is that what you want? Now you already have people in your life that I put in your life for a reason. Would you agree? They have given you things that you did not have. There was something missing in your life, and that's why I brought these people into your life. So you know what we're going to do? We're going to be grateful for one person right now. And I want you to ask me, who's that one person you want me to be grateful for? Go ahead and ask. ask me why I chose that person. What I'm going to do right now is reveal the goodness in that person and what they gave to you. So ask. Now express your gratitude when I show you. Because they had something in themselves and they gave it to you. So express your gratitude right now to me for that. I'm going to show you what it was that you were missing in your life, but that person came into your life and gave it to you. When you express your gratitude, I'm listening. There's more goodness in that person. Ask me. Now, what I want you to do is write down names I'm going to give you. And you're going to express gratitude to them. And I'm going to show you what they gave to you that you can be grateful for. Ask me right now, Lord, who is it that you want me to express gratitude to? Watch and listen. So ask me, who else? Now this week, I'm going to show you each day which ones I want you to express gratitude. You know what's going to happen? They're going to feel appreciated. They're going to feel valued. They're going to feel that there's a worthiness. But it needs to be expressed to them. And your motive is pure. There's no hook motives. You're not expecting them to express gratitude back to you. This is one way. And I will show you how to express it, either verbally or written. And you have no idea how it's going to change that person's life that day. And each day when you ask me, Lord, who do you want me to express gratitude to? I'll show you. But first, ask me why. And next, ask me what it is that I'm grateful for in that person, and I'll show you. There's goodness in them. There's greatness as well. You know why? I created them in my image and according to my likeness. There even may be a person I will tell you to be grateful for that you don't like. Maybe they didn't treat you well in the past, or they're not treating you well right now, but they're still created in my image and according to my likeness. Isn't that true? What did Jesus say? Whatever you do to the least of these, you do unto me. When you express gratitude to them, it blesses them, and you want them blessed, don't you? Anybody can complain and blame, but that's not who you are in Christ, is it? In Christ, you are thankful and appreciative and grateful. And I created you to be an expressor of the thanks and appreciation and gratitude, not only to me, but to others as well. And remember, when you do this, it's going to cause increase. Your hope is going to increase. You're going to be looking for opportunities to express gratitude. You know what else it's going to do for you? It's going to help you sleep better. You want to sleep better? End your day with gratitude. When you write down all the good and great things that happened for each day, you just might go to sleep with a smile on your face. And finally, I want you to be grateful for the things that you already have in your life that came from me. Ask me right now for the things I want you to express gratitude, things that are in your life right now, and I'll show you. There's a lot, isn't there? You have no idea how many people made this possible for you to hear me tonight. You get to experience this tonight because of the thousands of people that made this possible. Yes, thousands. Look around your home. How many good things do you have in your home right now? That there were people that had skills and abilities and talents, and they helped create these things so that you could have what you have in your home right now. Think of what you have in your kitchen. Think of all the farmers. All those that had delivered the food. Those that you got help in the grocery store. You have so much to be grateful for, don't you? Now, have you noticed one thing? Everything you're grateful for is not about you. It's about me, others, and the good things that's in your life. That means the focus is off of you. It's on others. You would not be where you are right now without me. You would not be where I am right now without other people in your life. And you would not be where you are right now without the good things in your life. True? Now you know what to be grateful for. So open up right now and express what is on your heart. I'm listening. Just express whatever it is, and I'm going to listen. Father, we just thank you for this time in your presence. We're so grateful that you magnified the goodness and greatness in you. And thank you for leading us to express our gratitude and love to you. Thank you for revealing to us the goodness and the greatness in others that you have put in our life. Those that we know personally and those we have no idea who they are that made things possible for us. And Father, we just thank you for all the good things and the great things in our life. And we know, Lord, they all belong to you. Help us to be good and faithful managers, because we know, Lord, that you will only give us things that we manage and that will grow. So if we're not managing things very well, Lord, help us, show us, because we want it to grow. It's yours. We thank you, Father, that you are faithful and trustworthy. We thank you that as we enter your gates with thanksgiving, we're going to get to the place where we're going to be in your courts with praise. And we will continue to praise you until we enter into the Holy of Holies, into your holy presence. Father, we just thank you that you are a good, good Father. In Jesus' name, amen. We're going to keep the music playing so you can continue to stay and just give God thanks and praise and express your gratitude to him now. Now, what I encourage you to do is get a notebook out and just express your gratitude before you go to sleep tonight. I believe that when you do, you're going to have sweet sleep, because God promises that he gives his beloved sleep. Amen.